on my newscast. So that's my plan right now. And if we want to play parts of it on programming Monday, it'll still be good to use.
Okay, let me put on a Bluetooth headset then so my audio is a little better
Yep,
and
no
just
problem.
from the
Okay. All right. Should be connected.
All right, visiting out with Flag Family Media President and Managing Partner Steve Holstrom. Flag Family Media, the Fieldstone Group, was proud to host the U.S. Presidential Scholars Program in Fargo on a Wednesday night. And Steve, first of all, what a great night to honor students in our area.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for having me here. This has really become a tradition that has meant a lot to us as a company. We started this 3 years ago because we saw that there was a need to really celebrate our great students. There are a lot of kids that are great athletes, great performers in fine arts, and they'll get a little bit of ovation once in a while. You know, when they have good performances, people see that and it's reflected in the media and people get a lot of coverage for those kind of things. But we kind of realized that there wasn't a way for our fantastic students, the kids that are just gifted and have worked really hard academically, to get that same kind of standing ovation. So we decided to do this 3 years ago, and it's really become a night that we all, I think, look forward to at our company.
How does this work? Do you hear from principals that nominate these kids? How does this program work, Steve?
So we get the list. It's released by the White House. There is a committee that puts this together every year called the Presidential Scholars Award Committee, and they will take a look at the academic achievers among all the kids in the country. And they'll take a look at all of the different kids that have taken different tests or have ACT or SAT that are having, you know, really good scores. And they started doing this back in 1964. And every year they only take a few kids from across the US. And there will end up being two kids from every state that will be invited to the White House that will be named the Presidential Scholars. So our event was to recognize those that are candidates who have gotten the attention of this committee and have been invited to apply for the program and go through the screening process. And 60 students across North Dakota, the entire state, made the first cut. 28 of them are here in the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo area. And so they'll narrow this down to two students from each state at the end of the process, and those students will be the ones that will win. But just to be part of this process, to be a candidate, is really special because you're talking about the kids that score the highest on tests, different academic aptitudes. So this is the best of the best when it comes to the students.
What are you hearing from schools, administrators, principals about the involvement in this program? I know that it's been very well received by the students that attend it. What are you hearing from school principals and superintendents?
Well, I got an email just this morning. I'll read it to you because it's fairly short. And one of the principals, I didn't tell him I was going to talk about this on the show, so I'll leave his name out of it. But he said, "Steve, what a great event. I can't thank you and the entire team responsible for last night's event enough. For these students and their families, it's been a lot of work, and it's great for them to be recognized for their hard work. Please extend my thanks to all the team members who gave up their evening to take part in the event. I see James and Jace, our sports guys, all winter, and what they do for local sports doesn't get enough recognition for their work and what they mean to the community. After seeing the event last night, I'll make it a priority to get all my students and their families at next year's celebration." So that kind of tells you the level of appreciation they have for the opportunity to salute their great kids academically that we were able to do with them. And many of them were able to join us last night. It was a lot of fun to have a full house at the Avalon.
And these kids, they're treated to a program, a meal. I understand there was some representatives from area colleges that spoke at the event in Fargo this year.
Yeah, there are significant costs associated with doing anything like this. And so we call different businesses around the community and some of the colleges and universities and ask if they would like to be sponsors of the event. And both UND and North Dakota State decided to do that last night, as did Rasmussen University, North Dakota State College of Science as well. So, Yeah, we had a number of higher education officials in the room, and President Andy Armakos from UND, Dr. Armakos himself, was able to join. And he's, I think he's been there now the last 3 years. And so it's a special event for sure. And I think for those colleges and universities, it's a good event and a good room to be in for sure.
And I heard students got to hear from Levi Bachmeyer, State Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota as well.
Yeah, he was there, had some great encouragement for the students. Talked to them about, you know, you have to obviously perform and do what you're doing in the classroom and all the activities that you do as well. But he said, also make time for joy and to smile and have some time away from all the things. You know, these kids are such high achievers, Chris, that, you know, there is a lot expected of them. And in many cases, they have families that have a history of high achievement. And so I thought it was really cool last night that Levi talked about having that great perspective, that it's not just all what you do and performing in the classroom and academically, but you have to enjoy your life as well. So that was, I think, some really wise counsel for a lot of those young ladies and young men. And then we had Mary Christie from Governor Kelly Armstrong's office as well, that brought some comments from Kelly's office. So it was really a fun night, and I think all the kids, they definitely knew that they were being made a big deal of for one night, and that was a lot of fun.
How important is it to you and your entire team here at Flank Family Media and Fieldstone Group to put on this event and these types of events? It's not the only event that is put on every year, but how important is it to be a part of, put on, and recognize these type of events?
Well, Chris, this is about the only event through the course of the year when I will ask our team members to be there. And I hate to say mandatory, but we ask everyone to be there for this, to be able to really salute these students. And it gives us a chance for everybody in the room to get to know the awesome professionals that I get to work with every day, those that host programs for us or work in the newsroom or do different things around our company. So it's a chance for people to get to know our company a little bit better, which is, I think, a really good thing for our company to do. And I think that it's really become something that, you know, it would be easy for people to be, you know, grumble about having to do something on an evening. But I don't think I've had anybody yet in the 3 years that we've done it that has said, I really don't want to do this. So I think it's something that our team appreciates, and they realize how special these kids are. And I think what I'm really looking forward to is over the next few years, as these students now 3 years running are going to be, next year we'll have our first group that will be graduating from college and going out in the work world and doing amazing things. And I'm sure that we've got a lot of, you know, future inventors and CEOs and politicians and business leaders that are going to be doing amazing things. We probably got astronauts in the thing, or the kids that are going to cure cancer someday. And to be able to look back and say, I remember when they came through this program and we got to meet them during the Presidential Scholars event, I can't wait to see what is going to happen with some of these kids, because they're amazing. And not only are they great students, a lot of these kids were 34, 35 ACT score kids and, you know, high honors within the school as well. But many of them are high level athletes and performers in fine arts. And we talked to a number of kids last night that were musicians that are really talented and, you know, all state band or choir or different things like that. So these are really special kids, and it's not just academics that most of them are really proficient at.
Steve, on behalf of not only your team here at Flag Family and Fieldstone Group, but on behalf of all of the kids and their families and administrators, thank you so much for the time that you put towards this.
It's a labor of love. It's something we enjoy doing. It's a ton of work, but like most things, the harder you work, it's something the more rewarding it is. And to see the smiles on the faces last night, and so many of the parents of the students coming up to us after the event and saying, you know, just, and you can see it in their eyes how much it means, saying thank you so much for, you know, honoring us and honoring our family. It's really something we look forward to doing. And next year will be our fourth year of doing this, and we can't wait.